Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren, a goals fest at Old Trafford last night, but not enough for Man U to just get it over the line.
No, certainly a Christmas cracker, Audrey. Manchester United and Bournemouth playing out a 4-4 draw, 8-goal thriller. What a game last night. And United, I have to say, really played really well, particularly that first half. Led three times, thought they'd won the game, and then they scored twice in under 3 minutes to turn a 3-2 deficit into a 4-3 advantage. But Bournemouth just had the final say, popping up with the equaliser in the 84th minute. Ruben Amorim tweaked his favoured five-man defence. He finally gave in. Certainly looked more impressive going forward. So many chances, so many shots on target. The only problem, though, they looked so vulnerable at the back. He played down the significance of his tactical change after the game.
It was a fun game for everyone at home. I think we started really well. We did a very good first half. The result should be completely different. And then, again, I think 6 minutes of the second half, similar to Nottingham, we lost the concentration. And they scored 2 goals. But we managed to get back to the game. So we scored 2 goals again. And then we have to finish the game. Just a throw in our possession. We need to close to think about not to go again, but to take calm and to close the game. But in the end, was a fun game. We are not winning games sometimes in the details. It's not about because it's a back four, back three, back five. It's the details that we need to work, understand of the momentums of the game. And you need to be more clinical because, again, today against a very good team, we create so many chances to win the game, and you should have won the 3 points.
Now, the first of the English League Cup quarterfinals takes place tonight. Cardiff City host Chelsea, and an Irish interest here in this one, big one. Brian Barry Murphy taking charge of the League One leaders. What a big night it is for him on the sideline. We wish him the best. Donegal's Paddy McBrearty has decided to retire from intercounty football due to an ongoing knee injury. Wore the Donegal jersey for 15 years, won an All-Ireland medal in 2012, also claimed a record 7 Ulster football final medals. The times and venues for the AIB All-Ireland Club Hurling semi-finals have been confirmed. So Slochneil will meet Loughrea this Sunday, 1:30 Parnell Park in Dublin. Johnny Murphy will referee that one. Then at 3:30 Ballygunner play St Martins in Thurles. Sean Stack is going to be the man in the middle for that one. And then the football semi-finals will take place the first weekend of January. So on the 3rd of January, Ballyboden will face Dangany Cooch at Super Value Porky Cueve. 3:15 throw-in there on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, Kingspan Breffni in Cavan will host St Bridget's and Scotstown with a 3 o'clock start there. Now the focus is back on the URC this weekend for the Irish provinces. Munster's Calvin Nash and Finian Wycherley returned to training ahead of the Ospreys match this weekend, but Dermot Barron failed a post-match HIE after the Gloucester game at the weekend. Leinster's Jack Conan available for selection for the trip to Ulster. A final decision on the availability of Jimmy O'Brien, Will Connors and Tadhg Furlong will be made later in the week. Leinster assistant coach Tyler Blenenthal has been talking to Michael Corcoran about the significance of the Leicester win at the weekend in the Champions Cup.
Yeah, it was a great result for us over in Leicester. It was a hard battle that we had to really dig ourselves out of a hole, and a really pleasing result for us, and you know, hopefully sets us up well for the Interpros that we face over this Christmas period.
It's not very often that you can say a match like last Friday was a kind of a good learning experience, but it did seem to be that way, given the fact you normally kind of tend to dominate matches kind of from the beginning.
Yeah, it was, we kind of conceded some transition tries, length of the field. We didn't convert our opportunities, and we had some adversity with injuries early in the game. So it was pleasing in that regard to come out on top. But it's like you say, some good learnings, and we just need to put them into practice now into the next competition.
These interprovincial matches, as you know yourself as a player and now coaching, they take on a completely different life of their own, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, just two sides are going to come together and compete, and it's going to be extremely physical, and it's going to be an exciting battle. And we expect Ulster to come down with a very motivated mindset, and we're going to have to really front up physically but be sharp mentally too.
Yeah, and that game, Leinster and Ulster, from the In the URC on Friday, live on RTÉ Radio 1 Extra. So that's this coming weekend. In horse racing, trainer Gordon Elliott's having an incredible run of success so far this season, with winners at 10 of his last 11 meetings in Ireland. This included winning the four graded races on a single day at Fairy House, and he landed a treble at Naas yesterday to bring his tally for the season so far to 110 winners. Elliott's looking forward to the return of his star mare. Bright days ahead. She was destined for a season over fences, but is now more than likely going to stay over the hurdles. He's looking at the Grade 1 Neville Hotels hurdle at the Christmas Festival at Leopardstown, a race she won last year by 30 lengths.
Yeah, we've had a good start to the season, thank God. The horse are running well. We've a nice bunch of young horses coming through, so that's what you're looking forward to. We aim for 100 winners every year, and after that everything is a bonus. Obviously, you want to train as many Grade 1 winners as you can, you know, which it's not as easy. Brighter days ahead. You'll definitely see her in Leopardstown, whether it's for a beginner's chase or for the hurdle. Our mind will be made up now this week, but you know, I think we're leaning a little bit towards the hurdle race now, just because we've missed a bit of the season. Obviously pulled the muscle and we missed a bit of time, but yeah, I mean, look, she's been a great mare for us all along. The plan was to go chasing, but it's just been put on hold at the moment. That's just the way it goes.
And finally, Brendan Dolan's qualified for the second round of the World Darts Championship.
Darren, thank you. It is 8:45.